the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
Also with you.
So good morning, and a very warm welcome to you all, whether you're here in church, and there are a lot of you this morning, lovely to see, or whether you're joining us at home. It's really lovely to be able to come and share worship with you again this morning.
Jesus said, "Before you offer your gift, go and be reconciled. As brothers and sisters in God's family, we come together to ask our Father for forgiveness." Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are heartily sorry and repent of all our sins. For your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen.
May Almighty God have mercy on you, forgive you your sins, and bring you to everlasting life. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than either we desire or deserve. Pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things which we are not worthy to ask, but through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Kings, chapter 8. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord, and in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, spread out his hands to heaven. He said, "O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on the earth beneath, keeping covenant and steadfast love for your servants who walk before you with all their heart. the covenant that you kept for your servant, my father David, as you declared to him. You promised with your mouth, and have this day fulfilled with your hand. Therefore, O Lord, God of Israel, keep for your servant, my father David, that which you promised him, saying, there shall never fail you a successor before me to sit on the throne of Israel, if only your children look to their way, to walk before me as you have walked before me. Therefore, O God of Israel, let your word be confirmed, which you have promised to your servant, my father David. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Even heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you, much less this house that I have built. Have regard to your servant's prayer and his plea, O Lord my God, heeding the cry and the prayer that your servant prays to you today, that your eyes may be open night and day towards this house, the place of which you said, my name shall be there, that you may heed the prayer that your servant prays towards this place. Hear the plea of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray towards this place. O, hear in heaven your dwelling place. Heed and forgive. Likewise, when a foreigner who is not of your people Israel comes from a distant land because of your name, for they shall hear of your great name, your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, when a foreigner comes and prays towards this house, then hear in heaven your dwelling place, and do according to all that the foreigner calls to you, so that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you as do your people Israel, and so that they may know that your name has been invoked on this house that I have built. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the crowd, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard this, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe, and who was the one that would betray him. And he said to them, "For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. "Do you wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? For you have words of eternal life." If you were asked to appear on desert island discs, what would be your luxury item? You've clearly all thought about it. I've never really listened to the programme, so I can only imagine what people might say. Although I did do a bit of research, and things that people regarded as important as their luxury item ranged from Hellman's mayonnaise to a large supply of chocolate. Other items included pens and paper, a church organ, and a yo-yo. So, what is important? Music choices were always really classical, Mozart and Beethoven featuring top on everyone's list. Put on the spot, I don't know what I would take. I suspect around us today gathered, there would be quite a myriad of replies. Maybe we would choose something that we find important, something useful, something life-enriching, or just something frivolous. The point is that we are all different. We all have different things that we need to take with us to sustain us.
Imagine being cast away just for maybe a short while, and I think we would definitely find out quickly what sustains our body, our mind, and our soul. Our gospel readings for these past few weeks have been about recognising that Jesus is the one that sustains us. Over the past few weeks, we have read that God has sent his Son into the world. The Word became flesh to be our true food and our true drink, the one who gives us life. Today's reading from John takes us to the next stage of the disciples' journey, and so it made me think about our journey as well. Some of the many followers who had been with Jesus at the beginning of this chapter had now left the crowd. And Jesus questions the 12, "Are you leaving too?" Was all that they had seen and heard too much to grasp? Were they out of their depth with this Jesus? They had a choice to make. There are moments when we have felt like that too, when our faith and understanding it have been too much to grasp. Are we tempted to walk away, to live a simpler life, maybe a less fulfilled life? Wherever we are on our journey of faith, we, I hope, might feel like Peter, who says, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe that and know that you are the Holy One of God." At that moment, Peter surrenders to Jesus, believing him to be sent from God. We too put our trust in God, the one who sustains us through all temptations, troubles, and doubts of this life, and is alongside us in our joys and celebrations. I was talking to my colleague last week about my faith, and we had got into a conversation, and knowing what I do other than my day job, she asked me a few questions. I'm not reluctant to speak about my faith if asked, and one question she did just ask me was, "What does it feel like to have a faith?" And I thought for a while and I said, "How long have you got?" And after a bit of thought, I came up with this example. You just need to bear with me. We all know what this is. It's a balloon on a string, yes. I explained that my faith is a bit like this helium balloon. Without this weight at the bottom, it would fly away. So, this is me, this is you, this is anyone that has a faith. This bit of string in the middle is the free will to choose chocolate, Hellman's mayonnaise, a yo-yo, a church organ. God has given us free will, but it is God at the bottom who holds us down, who secures us, who gives us security, who gives us freedom, but at the end, he's always there. So I describe my faith to somebody who doesn't have a faith as being like a balloon that won't fly away. So we can do everything that we want to, everything that God has allowed us to do, make our choices, but he's the one that weights us down, not in a bad way, but in a secure way. And he's the one to have the words of eternal life. It seemed quite a simplistic answer, but I think it helped to explain to someone who might struggle, how would you define your faith? Who sustains you? Maybe it's the way you are, maybe the way you speak, your actions, your daily rituals of prayer. Maybe it is someone else. As I mentioned at the beginning, we are all different. We are all in need of different things at different times to sustain our faith and our journey. But at the end of it, there is always God. Peter confesses his exclusivity of Jesus. Peter directly affirms his faith in who Jesus is. While the other disciples are walking away, Peter tells Jesus that they believe and know who he is. These disciples are not leaving because they believe it is Jesus who can sustain them. Although we are all very individual, we are in a community with each other because we are convinced that Jesus is the one who can sustain us, to keep us firmly weighted. When we come to church, we might come because we have gone off course. Our actions, our thoughts might have been less than acceptable to God. We come to be fed and nourished with word and sacrament, and to receive true food for the journey. When we gather at this table, we receive the body and blood, and we are welcome just as we are, our hands unclean and our hearts unprepared. We are perhaps like this balloon that has lost its weight, just being taken along by the breeze with no clear direction. But when we leave, we are changed, with the instruction to go in peace to love and serve the Lord. And as the writer of Ephesians suggests, we have been clothed with the armour of God. We are strengthened in body and mind and spirit to do the will of God, to be grounded and sustained. So as we journey on this week, remember that we are all like this balloon. We are on a string, but maybe we are grounded and rooted by God, who weighs us down, but not in a bad way. He just keeps us focused on the task in hand. So let us pray. Generous God, the one who gives us all that we have and loves us unconditionally, we pray that you will sustain us, because without you we can do nothing. Give us strength and courage on our journey to recognize, like Peter, that you are the one who has the words of eternal life. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Son, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son,
Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know you are the Holy One of God." Let us pray. In the World Anglican Church Community, we pray for the Anglican Church of South America and for the recently appointed Bishop and Primate, the Right Reverend Nicholas James Quested Drayson. We ask for your blessing on the efforts across South America to combat the impact of coronavirus. In this church, we continue to give thanks that we can now worship together as well as online. We thank you for the work of our meeters and greeters, and we pray that all who arrive in this place feel the warmth of our welcome and our delight that they are here to share this place with us. Strengthen Nick and Paul and all our bishops and all your church in the service of Christ, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
This has been a week when it's hard not to despair about the fate of our world. This week we have watched scenes of people desperate to escape almost certain death because of their commitment to creating Afghanistan as a place where all are treated equally and with justice. We pray for compassion, even at this late hour amongst the Taliban, that they heed the words of the Quran about forgiveness. We pray that ours and the world's leaders recognize and accept their responsibilities to the people of Afghanistan. We ask that we all remember that we are all equal members of God's kingdom, where the first shall be last and the last be first. Members of a kingdom where there are no borders, where no Christian community is an island, where all are welcome to come to this your table. And man at war with man hears not the love song which they bring. Oh, hush the noise, ye men of strife, and hear the angels sing. Bless and guide Elizabeth, our Queen. Give wisdom to all in authority and direct this and every nation in the ways of justice and of peace, that men may honour one another and seek the common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for the communities in which we live, full as they are of the wonders of your creation. We pray especially for the residents of Park Road. We ask for your blessing on all our local tourist attractions and museums, offering as they do places for relaxation and refreshment, especially at this time. Further afield, we give thanks for the work of the National Trust and their work in protecting and caring for places so people and nature can thrive. Creator God, we confess our plundering of natural resources for deforestation and draining of wetlands. Strengthen us as we combat pollution and reduce transport emissions in our towns and cities. O God, help us to share in your love for the whole creation. Using the words of one of John Swale's 26 prayers for the climate and ecological emergency. Creator God, Father of compassion, we thank that we gather together as your sons and daughters. We thank you for the world that you have made, for soil and streams, mountains and music, flowers and fauna, laughter and love, dancing and daffodils, some lingos and food. We thank you that we inhabit this world with non-human worshippers, elephants and eagles, red kites and raccoons, monkeys and macaws. To you be all honour, glory and praise, Creator God, Father of compassion. We are concerned about this world of ours, of yours and this world of ours. It is our home. In the face of the climate crisis, our hearts are restless, and our souls are sad. Draw near to us as the healer of all hurts. Father, we ask that you would lead and guide us by the power and compassion of the Holy Spirit in these strange and difficult days. We ask that you would mould us and shape us in the image of your Son and our Saviour Jesus. May we, like him, be people of justice. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us afresh. Come, Holy Spirit, empower us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We continue to give thanks for all those who work to care for the sick and those in need. We ask your blessing on all those working in our NHS, who continue to experience demands on their time and capacity to care. Today we are all remembering friends, relatives and neighbours who need our prayers. In a moment of silence, we offer up our prayers for them. To those people, we add the sick, Pat Hyde, Beryl Leverick, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Donald Townsley, Alan and Mavis Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, and Jeffrey Lidston, and we remember those in long-term care. Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mode. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give up yourself and you will find your real self. Lose your life and you will save it. Submit to death, death of your ambitions and favourite wishes every day, and death of your whole body in the end. Submit with every fibre of your being, and you will find eternal life. We remember those who have recently died, and those whose anniversary of death occurs this week, Ronnie Butterworth and Edward Fryer. We give thanks to all those in this church who care for and minister to those who have been bereaved. Lord, in your mercy. Rejoicing in the fellowship of St. Mary and all your saints, we commend ourselves and all Christian people to your unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift hands to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God. From sunrise to sunset, this day is holy, for Christ has risen from the tomb and scattered the darkness of death with light that will not fade. This day, the risen Lord walks with your gathered people, unfolds for us your word, and makes himself known in the breaking of the bread. And though the night will overtake this day, you summon us to live in endless light, the never-ceasing Sabbath of the Lord. And so, with choirs of angels and with all the heavenly host, we proclaim your glory and join their unending song of praise. Praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be to us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again, he praised you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence, his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim your death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Christ is the bread of life. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come in glory. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favor on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with Blessed Mary and all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, All honour and glory be yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The body of Christ broken for us all.
Amen.
The blood of Christ shed for us all.
Amen.
Thank you. Let us pray. God of all mercy, in this Eucharist you have set aside our sins and given us your healing. Grant that we who made whole in Christ may bring that healing to this broken world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You have opened to us the scriptures, O Christ, and you have made yourself known in the breaking of the bread. Abide with us, we pray, that blessed by your royal presence, we may walk with you all the days of your life, and at its end behold you in the glory of the eternal Trinity, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, and remain with you always.
Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen. Amen.